Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining your girl Purpose Vision this morning for another episode of Mental Note. It is divine time, guys. Normally I would have done this on a Sunday morning. Back about a year ago, I used to do this every Sunday morning, and I will be starting that back up again. But in celebration of the 2-year anniversary, today we're going to wrap it up with Sunday morning prayer and inspiration on Saturday morning. How about that? Guys, I hope you enjoy this show, and I hope it touches your spirit and your heart. And just be blessed, and I'll be back to talk with you right before the show ends. All right? Enjoy. This is Mental Note, Divine Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday morning, November 14th. This show originally aired January 20th.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to Divine Time. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and you're listening to Mental Note, Divine Time, Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. Thanks for joining me this morning. If you'd like to call in with some inspirational messages, you can give me a call here at 347-215-8667 if you just want to say hello this morning. It's all good. Just give me a call. That number is 347-215-8667. And again, just want to thank everybody for the support that I've been getting. It has really been out of this world, and I really appreciate it. And, you know, Godspeed to everybody. I wish good things for everyone. I do have a Mountain Wings moment for you this morning. Actually, it's called Mountains. It's Mountain Wings number 8020, and it says here, the experienced mountain climber is not intimidated by a mountain. He is inspired by it. The persistent winner is not discouraged by a problem. He is challenged by it. Mountains are created to be conquered. Adversities are designed to be defeated. Problems are sent to be solved. It is better to master one mountain than 1,000 foothills. So, guys, if you have mountains in your life, master them through God who strengthens you. You can do it. So just, you know, put your mind to it and pray about it and move forward. You know, because God gives us strength to deal with whatever adversities come up in our life, and we're all equipped. So we just have to tap into what we're equipped with, which is the Spirit of God, and move forward. That's what we have to do, guys, move forward. I have another Mountain Wings moment that I want to read to you this morning also. And I thought this was real interesting. It's called The Bum, B-U-M, you know, somebody who begs for money on the street. You can easily judge the character of a man by how he treats those who can do nothing for him. James B. Miles said that. Everyone respects and helps the millionaire, the famous, the boss, those with beauty and brains. What about the bum on the street? Okay, this is a real story that happened to the writer of Mountain Wings. So here's the story, guys. It says, I was parked in front of the church cleaning out my Jeep. I was waiting on someone. Coming my way from across the street was what society would consider a bum. From the looks of him, he had no car, no home, no clean clothes, and no money. There are times when you feel generous, but there are other times that you just don't want to be bothered. This was one of those don't want to be bothered times. I hope he doesn't ask me for any money, I thought. He didn't. He came and sat on the wall in front of the bus stop to wait on the bus. After a few minutes, he spoke. That's a very pretty Jeep, he said. He was ragged, but he had an air of dignity around him. His scraggly blonde beard kept more than his face warm. I said, thanks, and continued cleaning out the Jeep. He sat there quietly as I worked. The expected plea for money never came. As the silence between us widened, something inside me said, ask him if he needs any help. I was sure that he would say yes, but I held true to the inner voice. Do you need any help? I asked. He answered in three simple but profound words that I shall never forget. We often look for wisdom in great men and women. We expect it from those of higher learning and accomplishments. I expected nothing but an outstretched, grimy hand. He spoke the three words that shook me. Don't we all? He said. I was feeling high and mighty, successful and important. About a bum in the above a bum in the street until those three words hit me like a 12-gauge shotgun. Don't we all? I needed help. Maybe not for bus fare or a place to sleep, but I needed help. I reached in my wallet and gave him not only enough for bus fare, but but enough to take a cab anywhere in the city and get food, shelter for the day. Those three little words still ring true. No matter how little you have, no matter how loaded you are with problems, even without money or a place to sleep, you can give help. Even if it's just a compliment, you can give that. You never know when you may see someone who appears to have it all. They are waiting on you to give them what they don't have, a different perspective on life, a glimpse of something beautiful, a respite from daily chaos that only you, through a torn world, can see. Maybe the man was just a homeless stranger wandering the streets. Maybe he was more than that. Maybe he was sent by a power that is great and wise to minister to a soul too comfortable in themselves. Maybe God looked down, called an angel, dressed him like a bum, and said, "Go minister to that man cleaning that Jeep. That man needs help. Don't we all?" Praise God. You're listening to Divine Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Thanks for tuning in this morning, and remember to tune in tonight for the show Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate, 6:30 p.m. right here, Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can always hit me up at myspace.com/purposevision. Please leave comments if you listen to the show. Let me know if you like what you hear. I appreciate that, and I will respond accordingly. Stay right where you are, and I will be back with more Divine Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Divine Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mental Note, your Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. I do appreciate you tuning in. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. And I actually like to read a little bit from the Bible this morning. I'm going to be reading from the book of Ruth, and it's chapter 1. And I'm actually going to read the first 10 verses. And it says, "Now there came a time in the days of the judges when there was no food in the land, and a certain man went from Bethlehem, Judah, he and his wife and his two sons, to make a living place in the country of Moab. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and were there for some time. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, came to the end, and only her two sons were with her. And they took two women of Moab as their wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they went on living there for about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion came to their end, and the woman was without her two sons and her husband. So she and her daughters-in-law got ready to go back from the country of Moab, for news had come to her in the country of Moab that the Lord, in mercy for his people, had given them food. And she went out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on their way to go back to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go back to your mother's houses. May the Lord be good to you as you have been good to the dead and to me. May the Lord give you rest in the houses of your husbands. Then she gave them a kiss, and they were weeping bitterly. And they said to her, no, but we will go back with you to your people." I love the book of Ruth. I love the loyalty that the daughters-in-law had to Ruth. Had to Naomi, excuse me. It's just something about that really touches me. I mean, in the midst of their husbands dying and, you know, they didn't have the men in their life, but their commitment to Naomi, which was their husband's mother, is just outstanding. And what I find nowadays, and it's sad to kind of say, but it's the truth, is that people lack commitment and they lack loyalty. And it's hard because I strive on that. You know, I appreciate it and I try to give it back as much as possible. Just loyalty, you know, if you're there for somebody, be there. You know, if you're not, then don't. But don't go halfway, you know. It's like all or nothing. And that's what the daughter-in-laws here in this scripture, they're telling Naomi, yeah, we know, you know, we don't have our husbands and, you know, it's just us and we'll have to make do. But you know what? I'm down. I'm going to be there regardless through thick and thin. And, you know, that means a lot. I mean, that's like above and beyond the call of duty, because she was telling them, you know, go back to your family, you know, find you a husband or let your husband find you, what have you, and live your life, and I'll be fine, and I'll just stay here by myself, and I'll make do. And they were like, no, you know, we're not leaving you. We've came this far. We were there when our husbands were there, so why would we leave you there by yourself now? So, you know, that's just, you know, a mental note for you. Are you committed to the people in your life that you say you love? Are you loyal to them? Or, you know, will you leave or will you make a move at the drop of a hat? Will you do something different at the drop of a hat? Just, you know, something to think about. Divine Time, mental note, right here at Blog Talk Radio. And I mentioned on yesterday that Thomas Weeks is going to be on DT today. He's actually going to be on at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, So you may want to check your local listings for that. You know, he is soon to be ex-husband of, you know, and he's going to be talking about that domestic violence issue that they had over the So real interesting to see what he is going to be talking about this morning in about 10 minutes. Barack Obama is scheduled to be at Ebenezer Baptist Church. Guys, yesterday I could not, for the life of me, remember the name of MLK's church, Martin Luther King's church. I couldn't remember it, but at any rate, it's Ebenezer off of Boston, Atlanta. Next president of the United States, Barack Obama, is scheduled to speak there this morning. So, you know, he should be there at 10 a.m. Thanks for listening, and I will be right back with more Divine Time for you right here on Mental Note Blog Talk Radio.
As we attempt to acknowledge how incredible you are, we acknowledge that you
guys, sorry about that. I was technical difficulties with this music here this morning. I do apologize, but we're going to keep it moving. I have a few more verses. Let's just continue to read out of the book of Ruth. I'm going to start with the 11th verse here. It says, but Naomi said, go back, my daughters. Why will you come with me? Have I more sons in my body to become your husbands? Go back, my daughters, and go on your way. I am so old now that I may not have another husband. If I said I have hopes, if I had a husband tonight and might have sons, would you keep yourself till they were old enough? Would you keep from having husbands for them? No, my daughters, but I am very sad for you that the hand of the Lord is against me. Then again they were weeping, and Orpah gave her mother-in-law a kiss, but Ruth would not be parted from her. And Naomi said, see, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Go back after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, give up requesting me to go away from you or to go back without you. For where you go, I will go. And where you take your rest, I will take my rest. Your people will be my people and your God my God. Wherever death comes to you, death will come to me. And there will be my last resting place. The Lord do so to me, and more if we are parted by anything but death. And when she saw that Ruth was strong in her purpose to go with her, she said no more. So the two of them went on till they came to Bethlehem. And when they came to Bethlehem, all the town was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? And she said to them, do not let my name be Naomi, but Mara, for the ruler of all has given me a bitter fate. I went out full and came back again with nothing. Why do you give me the name Naomi, seeing that the Lord has given witness against me, and the ruler of all has sent sorrow on me? So Naomi came back out of the country of Moab, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, was her. And they came to Bethlehem in the first days of the grain cutting. So it seems that Orpah, she finally relented and left Naomi, but Ruth said, no, I'm not going anywhere. Wherever you go, I go. Whatever your fate is, that's my fate. You know, whatever it is, I'm here. And so she stayed right where she was, right there beside Naomi. And, you know, It's hard nowadays to find people in your life, or, you know, be it family or friends or even your relationship people, you know, your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, that is really going to be there through thick and thin. I mean, you know. And if you do have those people in your life, cherish them, you know. And if you find that person, or, you know, people that are going to be there for you like that, cherish them, because it's not an easy thing to to find, you know. It's not an easy thing to find someone that'll be there for you like that. So make sure you cherish those people and stay right where you are. I'll be back. Guys, before I get off the air, I just want to give you another Mountain Wings moment. It's called Everything. The town of Brandon, Mississippi, lay in the wake of disaster after a tornado touched down and blew across housing communities and business districts. An anchor woman questioned a lady about how she felt after losing her home. As the woman stood in front of a demolished structure, she confidently stated, "Thank God no one was hurt." Another woman, who also lost her house to the torrent of wind and a falling tree that collapsed her roof, expressed a similar sentiment. As I watched the footage on television, I was amazed at the fact that the people who lost everything chose to praise God for sparing their lives instead of griping about lost possessions. Just want to touch on that real quick, how we get so caught up in our possessions, in material things. And sometimes we just forget to thank God that we're living, breathing, you know, able to survive. Because every time we go through our life, whether it's at work or at the grocery store or wherever, you know, more than likely you're going to come into contact with somebody and be able to touch their life. You know, the simplest things touches people, be it a smile, be it a hello, you know, if someone's feeling sad or, you know, just the smallest things. You never know how they're going to affect a person. So keep that in mind. You know, things go away. They come and they go like money. You get it, you spend it. But those things that stick around that last are, you know, love and the compassion that you give people and that sort of thing. Those are the things that last a lifetime. So they come back to you. So keep that in mind. And thanks for listening to another edition of Mental Note Divine Time. Make sure you check me out here tonight at 6:30 p.m. for all things real estate, the show.
AM.
Hi, Stephanie. This is Ms. Hudson. I am calling about your property.